Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is, how do we welcome the month of Ramadan? Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate, who has bestowed upon us the blessed month of Ramadan, so that we may increase in goodness and benevolence. And he is the one who has opened for us the gates of paradise. And we bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, the Almighty and the Honorable. And we bear witness that our Master, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the seal of the noble messengers. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and all of those who follow them in the best of ways until the last day. Amma ba'd. I advise you, O slaves of Allah, as I advise myself, to have piety and taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha allatheena amanu kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala allatheena min qablikum la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who have believed, fasting has been prescribed for you, as it was prescribed for those before you, in order that you may attain unto piety. Ayyuhal mu'minun, O believers, after 11 months of longing and waiting for Ramadan, the hearts of those who believe are rejoicing in anticipation for this most blessed of months that is coming to us, full of its radiant lights and divine blessings and secrets. And it's for this reason that our Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to give glad tidings of its arrival by saying, Ataakum Ramadan, Shahrun Mubarak, Faradallahu Azza wa Jal alaykum siyamuh, Tuftah fihi abwaabu al-samai, wa tughlaqu fihi abwaabu al-jaheem, wa tughallu fihi maradatu al-shayateen. He said, Ramadan has come to you, a blessed month in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting obligatory upon you. In it, the gates of heavens are opened, and in it, the gates of hellfire are closed, and the devils are chained. Indeed, brothers and sisters, the nafahat, these breezes of divine grace of this blessed month have reached us. And so blessed is the one who is in a state of istidad, readiness, to avail of these blessings and to seize the moment for worship and for doing good deeds and for turning their days and nights into a field of devotion whereby they can sow things that they can then reap in an afterlife of eternal dimension. For the true winners of Ramadan are those who shall reap its mercy and forgiveness. So the question we have to ask ourselves, brothers and sisters, is how can we be amongst them? And the best way to welcome Ramadan is to have a pure heart, a cleansed soul, and sincere intentions. For our hearts are the place whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directs his gaze and attention. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. That verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look at your appearances or your wealth, but he looks at your hearts. The deeds that follow therefrom shall be upright. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا وَهِيَ الْقَلْبُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, indeed in the body there is a piece of flesh. If it is sound, the entire body is sound. And if it is corrupted, the entire body is corrupted. Indeed, it is the heart. And so amongst the most important ways we can welcome Ramadan is to have this heart purified. And from this heart being purified, we can then proceed to enter into performing righteous deeds. And it's important to have a schedule whereby you intend to perform righteous deeds for yourself and your family, a means by which we minimize distraction, reduce the use of devices and other things that waste our time, and instead fill our homes through filling our hearts with worship. And so the first thing we should probably prioritize in our schedules should be the maintenance of the 5 daily prayers, and to maintain them for the men in the mosque, especially the Fajr prayer. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خَمْسُ صَلَوَاتٍ افْتَرَضَهُنَّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مَنْ أَحْسَنَ وُضُوءَهُنَّ وَصَلَّاهُنَّ لِوَقْتِهِنَّ وَأَتَمَّ رُكُوعَهُنَّ وَخُشُوعَهُنَّ كَانَ لَهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَهْدٌ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لَهُ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are 5 prayers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has enjoined upon his servants. Whoever performs them properly, observing their ablution, performing them in their prescribed times, observing them in his bowing, in the bowing, and in their states of humility, has a promise or a covenant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will forgive them. Additionally, brothers and sisters, every Muslim should allocate some time daily for the reading and reflecting upon the Quran. For reciting the Quran in the month and it was revealed is more rewarding and impactful than reciting the Quran outside of it. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. The month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed, a guidance for people and clear proofs of guidance and furqan criterion. So, O servants of Allah, increase your supplications in this blessed month. Raise your hands in earnest prayers for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for He says, Udu'uni astajib lakum, call upon me and I'll respond to you. And especially call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of the breaking of the fast. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثَلَاثَةٌ لَا تُرَدُّ دَعْوَتُهُمْ. He said, there are 3 from whom the supplication is not rejected. وَمِنْهُمْ, and from them he said, الصَّائِمُ حِينَ يُفْتَرُ, that the fasting person, at the moment he breaks his fast. And so we should be of those who make much dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us not neglect seeking his forgiveness during the pre-dawn hours, the time of suhoor. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has praised his righteous servants by saying, وَالْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ بِالْأَصْحَارِ, and those who seek forgiveness before dawn. And also, brothers and sisters, let us ensure that we continue to give charity every night, even if it be half a day, to feed the hungry or to provide iftar for a fasting person. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that من فطر صائما كان له مثل أجره غير أنه لا ينقص من أجر الصائم شيئا, that whoever provides iftar for a fasting person will have the same reward as him, without reducing the fasting person's reward in the slightest. So, O servants of Allah, in addition to these acts, let us ensure that we welcome Ramadan by having a loving and harmonious family atmosphere. And this entails that we give time to our family, and we spend more time in family gatherings and strengthen family bonds, that we increase mercy and spread kindness. Let us expand our circle of connection with our extended family and resolve any disputes. For Ramadan is an opportunity for reconciliation and closeness. And let us hasten to mend any broken ties of kinship. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَيْسَ الْوَاصِلُ بِالْمُكَافِي. He said, the one who maintains kinds of ties of kinship is not the one who merely reciprocates, i.e. reciprocates good behavior with good behavior and responds to behavior that's good. But rather, walakin al-wasil, rather the one who truly is the one who is maintaining ties of kinships is man idha qata'athu rahimuhu wasalaha, is the one who, when he has been severed by members of his family, then he becomes the one to maintain connection despite them seeking to cut off these ties. And this is the one who has great reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who welcome Ramadan with the best of hearts and perform righteous deeds therein, who have strong and loving families and a spirit of unity therein. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, aid us in our Ramadan with our fast, with our prayers, with our tilawat al-Qur'an. Accept our good deeds. Bless us in Ramadan. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us attain and enter into Ramadan bil aman wal aman, in a state of safety and security, and grant us najah, success from perdition. Oh Allah, send your peace and blessings upon our Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we ask that you, Ya Rabbil Alameen, that you give us this tawfiq, this divinely mandated success to make the most of this blessed month. That we are those who attain unto your forgiveness in this blessed month, and that you have mercy on the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and relieve them from all manners of distress in the blessed month, in both this world and the next. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزِ. And that is not something difficult for you. وَالْحَمْدِلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. I say this and I seek forgiveness for Allah, for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.